The Boston Tea Party Ships and Museums will be holding an event to commemorate the 250th anniversary of the Boston Tea Party. And joining us right now with a preview of this event is the museum's creative director, Evan O'Brien. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So this is going to be, there are going to be a lot of things going on, starting off with an event at Faneuil Hall at around 4 o'clock.
Yes, that's correct. So this Saturday, December 16th, is the culmination of an entire commemorative year of special programming, exhibits, and performances all tied to the 250th anniversary of the Boston Tea Party. And the events kick off this Saturday at 4 p.m. at Faneuil Hall with a reenactment and retrospective on Revolution, with the start of the tea crisis in 1773, but also looking back at the bicentennial and even centennial commemorations that took place in that building.
And it's going to eventually end with actually dumping the tea into the harbor, correct?
Yes, that's correct. So there are a whole series of other events on Saturday as well. 6 o'clock in Downtown Crossing, just adjacent to the Old South Meeting House, Patriots and Loyalists presentation will be taking place out there. And then, of course, at 6:15, inside Old South Meeting House, Revolutionary Spaces will be conducting a reenactment of the meeting of the body of the people, with the dramatic culmination of the town meetings, the meetings of the body of the people, where the decision was made to destroy the tea. Following that, there will be a rolling rally at 7:30 from Downtown Crossing down to the waterfront adjacent to Atlantic Wharf and the Boston Tea Party Ships and Museum, where at 8 o'clock we will throw tea into Boston Harbor at the exact same location where the Tea Party occurred 250 years before.
And of course, I do have to mention some of that tea that's going to get tossed in was collected right here in Marshfield.
Yes, that's correct. Tea was donated from Marshfield, as well as many communities across the Commonwealth, and even all 50 states across the nation, and multiple other countries around the world. We have been collecting tea all year, and we're very grateful to the Marshfield community for their tea donation, as we are with all the communities that have submitted tea to go into Boston Harbor.
Now, the thing about the Boston Tea Party that is, I think people might get a perspective of history that this was just kind of a random event, just that, you know, they just went up, took the tea, dumped it in. But as we're seeing now, as with a lot of these reenactments, there was quite a bit of planning and other events that went into it before what we know now is the dumping of the tea.
That's correct. The Boston Tea Party itself was the culmination of years' worth of protests, civic unrest, and various engagements, you know, with the Stamp Act and the Townsend Acts. But ultimately, the Boston Tea Party can be boiled down to an issue of representation. We were denied representation in our own government of England at the time. And the American colonists, or the Sons of Liberty, believed that if we were taxed as Englishmen, expected to fight in the French and Indian War as Englishmen, well, then we deserve the same basic rights as Englishmen. And that ultimately, that belief would culminate in the destruction of the tea in 1773. And of course, there's a lot of things that you can take in a modern parallel, in a modern context, with this 250-year-old story, that idea of representation, civically involved in your government, and the idea of ordinary citizens doing an extraordinary thing are things that they lived and breathed in 1773 and we still think about today in 2023.
Now, I also have to ask you, are any reservations required or tickets for any of these events? How does that work?
So all of the outdoor portions of the reenactment and the various events taking place between 4 and 8 o'clock, all the outdoor portions are free and open to the public. There are some interior performances, as you just heard, both at Faneuil Hall and the Old South Meeting House. Those are already at capacity. But there's programming going on outside both those buildings. At Faneuil Hall on the plaza, there'll be a large LED screen streaming the retrospective and reenactment inside Faneuil Hall. There is the Patriots and Loyalists program in the streets in Downtown Crossing just outside of Old South Meeting House. And you can also watch the live stream of the destruction of the tea from home if you don't want to come into Boston. Although, of course, we do encourage you to come down and see it live and in person. But at BostonTeaParty250.org, you can find a live stream that will be streaming the entire waterfront presentation beginning at actually 7:15 that day.
Alrighty, well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.